Welcome back to the Humane Society News Show with
Corey
and Tina. Okay, so we were having a discussion about whether you should buy a dog from the shelter or a cat for somebody as a gift. I was saying that I don't think I would. I know I would never for my mom, my dad, just my dad or any of my relatives, because I would really want them to be a part of that. Because you had said too, there's sometimes it's just got to be that connection between the animal that they're adopting.
What if you have good intentions and ultimately you just make that person feel obligated for the next 15 years?
Right.
I don't know.
And depending on a breed, some of the dogs, and I use them more so, need training and such far as how their personalities are. And so you just, I don't know. I think that it is a big...
Let's sum it up this way. Gift maybe is fine, but not a surprise gift.
Yes. You've got to have a lot of speaking back and forth in conversation with that person.
Yeah, you know they want one. You've decided, you know what, as a gift, I'm going to take you in, let you pick one out.
Take you in and let you pick one out. That's what I like. I like that. That is great.
I think that's the safe bet. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep in mind, we are about placing the animals in the correct home, the right home. We don't like to see them come back. So I think that's you can get them as a gift, but not a surprise.
I like that. That's the best way to put it. I totally agree with you on that. Yes. Oh, and I was saying too about my husband and everything. We had decided to adopt Lucy.
Yeah.
And it's been great. She's just as much his dog as she is mine and even the kids. So it's worked out really good that way. But it's because the entire family participated in the adoption.
Exactly. And they came in a couple times. Yeah. You guys did it the right way. So, and so many people do. I think it's what speaking about it's his dog as well as my dogs are. Only my dogs when they've been frustrating everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
that's the same thing with the kids. They're your friends, not mine.
Right. Nice.
That's what we're all. They're your friend. Yeah. Okay.
Do they do that to you too?
Yeah.
Well, they're your friend, Dad.
Yeah. My youngest is always like, well, I'm your son. I'm thinking, Cohen, what does that exactly mean? Well, I get how I am from you. I'm like, ooh, oh. Next, moving on.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Also, with gift giving, you need to make sure that those who you may getting the gift for can't afford the expense of a dog, which involves veterinary care, which goes to segueing into thanking our sponsors.
Yes, let's do that. Our awesome sponsors at AmandaAnimalHospital.com or AmandaAnimalHospital.com is the website, but Amanda Animal Hospital. They're located at 6550 Lancaster Circleville Road, also known as 188, just 3 miles on the other side of the bypass. You can contact them at 740-687-0643. And of course, like I said, AmandaAnimalHospital.com. So speaking of vets, and this time of year, we notice, okay, so it started getting cold at night, and then it's been, well, until today, been nicer during the day. This is where we see a lot of the fleas hopping on from outside and taking a ride inside, even if they're hopping on your pant leg and getting inside. So we see a lot of flea infestation this time of year.
What about ticks?
I didn't notice ticks being as bad this year. I think right at the beginning of spring, I thought, oh, it's going to be pretty bad, but I don't really notice more fleas than anything. Not ticks as bad. A couple years ago, was it last year or year before, ticks I thought were really bad.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed it as much, and, you know, I would like to say I have a large sample size, you know, where we've taken in just over 400 cats and almost 380 dogs so far this year. I would say fleas have been more the issue.
Has.
Than ticks, but I still see, you know, there's still lots of people coming in. Still a lot of people call. I do want to say I appreciate the fact that, you know, we get a lot of phone calls. Maybe someone's having an issue with their dog or their cat, and they do call for advice, and I don't mind giving out free advice, but we are not vets. We're just speaking on what we've seen or our experience.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you need to have someone like Amanda Animal Hospital where you can take your pet. You need to use one of the local vets, and you need to keep that in mind when you're looking at a pet. Your vet expenses can sneak up on you. So
absolutely. Okay, so I totally skipped completely. We got to talking about Dave and everything at the beginning of the show and him being so focused that he didn't see me. I didn't get to talk about my experience at the shelter.
Yeah.
And what I witnessed as somebody who used to go, once a month I would stop by and everything, but you've done some great things to the floor in the back where the dogs stay.
Yes.
And the kennel area. Okay, so when I walked back, granted, it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock. All right, so I walked back, there was no barking. And then I thought to myself, I wonder if that has to do with the dog park, because these dogs actually get to run and get to use their energy. It's not built up, because they did have the little area, but you had to really depend on the volunteers to take the dogs out for walks, mm-hmm. especially the bigger dogs who were the higher energy. I seriously did not have a dog bark at me when I was walking through. And that was unusual. So, yeah. And I was talking to some of them as well, yeah. you know, greeting them, hi, and everything. I thought maybe it had to do because the dog park, of course, it benefits those in the community that have dogs. But also, of course, and I know this was part of it, those at the shelter. But it's so great because I actually see these dogs looking calmer. Yeah. So it would help mm-hmm. for adoptions as well.
Well, and that. I'm glad you brought
overall
it up.
Overall adopting. I mean, because it's a place for them
yeah.
to take the dogs to run and
well, and I'm glad play. You brought it up, because that was the whole goal and the point of our own section, is some of those dogs just going on long walks. And some dogs, just you could take your dog on a 3-hour walk and it's just not going to get it done.
Right.
You know? They really have to run. And we have some dogs there right now. You know what? The other thing that's been beneficial is Dave's able to partner a couple up, and we'll take two up to our area at a time and let them play together. So we've been able to really get energy out that way, get them playing together. And then even like one of the dogs on our website right now, Boonie, very sweet dog, but very, very nervous, like almost separation anxiety nervous. Aww. Would just sit in his cage and shake. And we had another dog that, she's warmed up to us. But, you know, at first when she came in, she was so nervous, you'd think she was going to bite you. She never did. But she kind of like, hey, back off, her tail tucked between her legs.
Aww.
Dave was able to take Lulu and Boonie out to our section and let them get to know each other and play. And they hit it off so well that we've kenneled them together in the building, and now Boonie's a whole, they're just two totally different dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Boonie was just the sweetest thing sitting there, and I was talking to him, and I go, you've got to be part lab.
Yes.
And of course he was.
Yeah.
There is.
He, yeah, so being able to get them out, socialize them together, get them a buddy so they mm-hmm. weren't so nervous, mm-hmm. they look more adoptable in the cage, because he was getting some, I guess, sad face points because he'd sit there and shake and drool, but that's not how you want him to be in that situation. So partner him together has been great, and we've done that with quite a few, like Sasha there, the beagle mix. We put her out with Tank, our younger pit bull, mm-hmm. and he has so much energy, but she has 10 times the amount of energy. Like, he has to go sit down, like, hey, leave me alone for a second.
Okay, so perfect example. I'm glad you brought up Tank, because Tank was the dog that I walked over and I was going, hi. And he wasn't making a noise. And then when I looked up on his paper, it said high energy. That's what made me dawn on the whole idea of, well, they must be really getting some great exercise and he's burning off some energy, because he did not start barking right away.
So exactly. He's the first dog that Dave takes outside because he gets everyone else started. So if he gets out first after he eats his breakfast and gets out and gets his energy off, then the whole building becomes a lot more quiet.
Oh, okay. He starts it for everybody. He wakes everybody up in the morning.
Yes, that's the first one. Like, hey, pay attention to me. But then he gets everybody going. So there's already, I've noticed, just with the park being open for a few weeks, there's noticeable benefits. You can see all the people using, you know, a lot of people are using it when we have a huge 40-gallon trash can and we have to empty it like every 3 days.
And I know that we are almost over with the show, and that is a great way to notice. But also, when I was there, we want to remind you that when you come in and you pull in, face your car to the dog park. Don't, there are some spots, and you may have already had that painted over and everything.
Nah.
But it's you've got to pull up like your car is facing where the dog park is, because it can mess up the way the parking goes, because there are people who are coming up in there and they need the parking spaces. So it's a good, great thing. Anybody that's got any questions or anything, I know you had said that you can give out personal experiences. You do recommend calling a vet, though.
Yes.
But first of all, oh my goodness, it's time to go. Fairhumane.org, right, Corey?
Yes, or 687-0627.
Wow, it's been a show. Thanks. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Humane Society News Show with Tina and Corey. We hope you have a great week. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?